Glorious. Wheel thrown vessels number East Fork those medicines. Link view in browser. Link graphic gif of stacking cups in eggshell being placed one on top of the other. You know the feeling when the last puzzle piece gets pressed in, or when you find a pair of jeans that hugs your bum like a dream, or when your leftover quinoa shop matches the exact holding capacity of your Tupperware container. There's just something special about a seamless fit. These beautiful pairs of stacking cups are made on the Potter's Wheel in our freshly up and running small batch studio. This is a one-time run and won't be offered again, so if these catch your eye, act fast. Link shop now. Graphic Amanda Holloman Cook leaning over a wheel. Graphic by Square Squat mugs in a stack. Graphic vases of different shapes and sizes with striped glazes. Stripy vases and squat latte cups. Trying not to burst at the seams because we have exciting news. If you're scratching your head wondering what the small batch studio is exactly, let us explain. This spring, we launched a new department at East Fork tucked in the corner of the production floor and headed by Potter and artist Amanda Holloman Cook. In the interview linked below, we talk about their art practice, the goal for the small batch studio, and some very special upcoming projects. Link, want to learn more? Click here. If you're a local and want to see some of Holloman Cook's work in person, head over to the Black Mountain College Museum, where they are part of the current group exhibition. Link materials, sounds plus link Black Mountain College. Alongside an impressive lineup of installations, this show includes a collaborative piece between Holloman Cook, East Fork, and contemporary sound artist Jen Grossman. On view until August 31st. Link click up and equals 3RFVBQB2F7CDNP35. Graphic unfired clay squat clay vessels. Graphic Amanda throwing on their wheel. When we think about ceramics, we think about the Potter's Wheel. Long ago, clay lovers figured out how to make discs spin very fast using a weighted center and some good old-fashioned elbow grease. The oldest ones date back to Mesopotamia, and even though motor-powered wheels are most common, some potters still prefer the analog method. Whether you utilize the miracle of electricity or not, all wheels conduct centrifugal force to enable throwing. Simply put, you toss a lump of clay in the center of the wheel and use your hands to squeeze, lengthen, and form a vessel from the clay. This allowed potters to amplify production, in turn making this tool a backbone of ceramic history. One of our wheels lives in the small batch studio, where it gets used to make special projects, one-offs, and limited runs. It's a Shimpo RK Whisper, with a wooden box in place of the plastic splash pan. This is because Amanda likes to throw standing up. They say it's better for efficiency, and keeping a strong and healthy back. Link click up and equals 3RFVBQB2F7CDNP35. 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 Link graphic. Link click up and equals 3RFVBQB2F7CDNP35. Link graphic. Link click up and equals 3RFVBQB2F7CDNP35. Copyright 2019 East Fork. All rights reserved. You are receiving this email because you expressed interest in East Fork Pottery. Our mailing address is East Fork 531 Short McDowellcent, Asheville, North Carolina 28803. Link add us to your address book. Link unsubscribe from this list. Link update subscription preferences. Link click up and equals 3RFVBQB2F7CDNP35.